In the US, two leaders of the right-wing Oath Keepers group have been convicted of seditious conspiracy. The jury found Stuart Rhodes and Kelly Meggs instigated an attack to block Congress from certifying Joe Biden's election victory. Shahab Ratansi has more from Washington, D.C.
The debate has always been, look, was this just a riot that got out of control? And for many of those who have stood trial or been charged, these are the arguments that they make. Look, we were just overwhelmed by the moment. We went in because everyone else went in. But now the Department of Justice has achieved its goal of suggesting and indeed proving to a jury that no, this was deeper. This really was a concerted effort to interrupt the proceedings in Congress and prevent Joe Biden from coming to power.
The US and NATO allies have promised more military aid for Ukraine and to help repair its energy facilities. Millions of people are struggling with rolling blackouts during winter after Russia attacked Ukraine's power grids. Jailed Belarusian opposition leader Maria Kolesnikova has been admitted to intensive care in a hospital in the southeastern city of Gomel. Her father says she's in a grave but stable condition after surgery. The political activist is serving an 11-year sentence for charges related to protests against President Alexander Lukashenko 2 years ago. Qatar has struck a deal with Germany to supply 2 million tons of liquefied natural gas a year. The agreement starts in 2026 and lasts for 15 years. Like much of Europe, Germany is looking for alternative energy sources after imports from Russia were severely reduced when it invaded Ukraine. Japanese and American pharmaceutical companies have published results of a trial which shows a new drug can slow down mental decline in Alzheimer's patients. The drug, Lecanemab, was tested on about 1,800 people with early-stage Alzheimer's. It's the first drug to prove it can slow the progress of the disease. Four more teams have secured their places in the knockout stages of the FIFA World Cup in Qatar. Senegal, the Netherlands, USA and England have all reached the round of 16, sending Qatar, Ecuador and Iran out of the competition.
I'm Charles Dance, your narrator for Hindsight, Al Jazeera's original docudrama series. In season 5, we meet Lily Parr, one of the greatest footballers you've probably never heard of. A prolific attacker, the English player broke the norms when it came to women in football. Hindsight from Al Jazeera, wherever you get your podcasts.